Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Leslie Arnold hosting ACOTO, the Ancient Signs of Sahaji, and it is Saturday evening, September 5th, 2015 at 6:30 p.m. on the East Coast of the United States of America. Welcome everyone to the show this evening. It's a pleasure to have you here. If you've just come for the first time, and also if you're a regular listener, we're happy to have you with us again. And I'd like to give an especially warm welcome to the leader of this very ancient teaching, and that is, his name is Sri Kadafji. Sri Kadafji is the Mahaji and the 973rd living Sarosha Master, and that is an unbroken line of mastership that goes very far back. So giving all that, Sri Kadafji, a welcome to you, and wondering if maybe you could give a short explanation of what we mean by the Mahaji and an unbroken line of masters. Would you mind speaking about that a little bit?
Not at all, Leslie. Thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure to do the show each week to give out the message of ACOTO to the people. And the whole idea of the mastery and the Mahaji title means that that individual is the central master in this unbroken line of teachers that goes back, as you said, far, far back. And more specifically, simply that the time that's been measured in terms of the number of the 973rd goes back to the beginning of the present era, excuse me, which is considered the Iron Age. And the Iron Age is an area or a time limit of about 500,000 years, and we're about 5,000 years into it. So the Iron Age started at 3100 BC, so if you measure the time since that, we are about 5,000 years into that. So the 973 is the average 10 years, about 6 years. But it has a dynamic to the time limit, and the time limit has been anywhere from 2 days to about 300 years. So you can see that there's longevity, physical longevity, with the living Sarosha Master at the time. Sometimes it just depends. Like I said, there's quite a stretch of time for the tenure, right? So that means that the position that I'm in is temporary. And there's always four or five students that are in training for this position at any one time. Now, the teaching of ACOTO, we call the short definition the ancient science of Sahaji, and then we can look and see that there are a couple of foreign terms in that sentence. We have ACOTO, and we have Sahaji. And those terms are considered higher Sanskrit. The language itself is called a Sacer, A-S-A-C-E-R, and it means ACOTO sacred or sacerdotal. And that is simply the first language of manifestation of the physical body, where it's child's gibberish or speaking in tongues is higher Sanskrit. Now, we'll use the language of English presently because I was speaking that as a native in my youth, and therefore we intersperse the language of higher Sanskrit because it has higher vibrations. That the whole idea is to uplift mankind with higher vibrations, and then what we do in ACOTO is we teach the ready soul that comes to the path as a member in supreme membership, and people come to the path. We teach them how to do what is known as a contemplation exercise, which looks like meditation. So sometimes we'll call it meditation-like, but we don't want to dwell on that because meditation really is just an observable practice. It's sort of in the vernacular. You can observe people sitting quietly with their eyes closed, maybe in tailor fashion, and infer it's meditation. However, meditation really is a misinterpretation of contemplation. And more specifically, when we do a contemplation, we're actually moving in spirit to a higher level of consciousness, whereas meditation really isn't any movement. It's more of a concentrated effort to be calm, which is not a bad thing. That's a very good thing. But the whole idea in ACTA is to gain liberation. We want to move towards these higher levels of consciousness. Because what happens in the New Age teachings, and there's a lot of those these days, they have festivals and what have you around the world, but what happens in those New Age teachings, it's really more or less mercantilism, where they're selling trinkets and things of this nature, these booths. I don't begrudge that. But then again, where's the liberation of spirit? For instance, they have a magazine called Soul, Mind, and Body, but if you leaf through the magazine trying to find a definition of soul, you won't find it. Whereas when you come to the path of ACTA, which is not a New Age teaching, a religion, a philosophy, a metaphysical teaching, nor a cult or an occult teaching, it's simply a pathway teaching or science, those four definitions, of the art of Sahaji. And we focus on that, and the English phrase would be soul or spirit travel or out-of-body experience, out-of-body projection. And that means that when you have this Sahaji experience, the goal is to move towards the three major goals in ACTA and of self-realization, God-realization, and Sarosha mastery. So the first liberation point is on the fifth plane. And that means, obviously, there's four lower planes, with the physical being the first. So that's why it's very important for ACTA to become public, to negotiate or teach people that there are four regions before one can gain the heavenly worlds, or what we call the God worlds of Sarosha, Sarosha God worlds. So in other words, when people die physically, they just don't go straight to heaven, where the priestcraft would have people allude to that when people die, they immediately go into heaven, and sometimes they talk about hell, which essentially is the second plane, or what we call the astral plane. And that would be like an astral hell. So you can even see that the physical plane is actually a lower plane than the astral plane. So in one sense of the word, some people say physical plane is pure hell. And sometimes you could have a tendency to agree with that. But having said all that, the idea that, that if one is passing from this world and thinks they go straight into heaven, well, you got four planes there. You actually have three planes after passing from the physical. You have the astral plane, the causal plane, and the mental plane. Now, the New Age teachings would argue and say, well, there's many multi-dimensions, that these particular four planes aren't the only ones. But we say these are the major ones that one can focus upon, and then they go directly through them to the soul plane, traveling in Sahaji. So this whole idea of when you go within, there's a movement towards the higher levels of consciousness into the liberation on the fifth region. So see, when people are ready and they come to this path, or if you're listening for the first time, then you must realize there's a negotiability. There's an areas you have to get through in order to get to heaven. You just don't pass from the physical and go directly into heaven. Now, having said that, the astral plane can sometimes have very good places, and better than the physical plane often. However, see, it's still a level of reincarnation. The four lower planes that I iterated a moment ago have reincarnation elements to it, meaning that when one dwells there, believing they're in a higher level and not the physical plane, eventually the overlord of that plane or some representative, and that overlord's called the Kalinaranjan, will force one back in the physical plane. Now, what does ACTA help the ready soul or the member do is to get that power to get past that overlord in the universal mantra we call HU, which is the first syllable in the word human. And when you chant HU, that is like a key that unlocks the doorways of these lower planes into the high planes of Sarosha. And the first plane of liberation on the fifth realm is called the Atmalok, the soul plane, or Satlok. There's three different names for it. Satlok would be two words of higher Sanskrit that has a higher vibration. Sometimes it's even called the Atmalok. Atma is another word for soul. And the word Satlok is the overlord on that plane, which is the first pure positive God overlord, is called Satnam. So if you even chant the word Satnam, you'll get into a higher state of consciousness. And that idea means that simply on the path of Akita, we recommend that one does this daily contemplation. And Leslie, if you would, can you take us through a contemplation exercise? Because we really would like to do that this evening.
I would love to. And as Sri Tadashi had mentioned earlier this evening, the contemplation is really the most important part of the teaching that we immediately teach to people when they become members. They become chelas on the path. They learn the contemplation method, and we want to do this on a daily basis. And it's just taking about 30 minutes out of our day. That's how long the contemplation lasts. And a 30-minute contemplation will cover you with protection and balance for a 24-hour period. So that's why we have chosen 30 minutes. So as Rikadashi said earlier, it looks as if a person might be doing a meditation, because physically you're sitting comfortably. You can have your legs crossed as if you're in an Indian style, Indian fashion, or you can also have your legs, your feet flat on the floor. The main thing is to be comfortable so that you'll be in a place where you don't need to move around during that 30-minute period. And then we just take a few deep breaths to, you know, relax ourselves a little bit. And then after that, we're closing our eyes and we're putting our attention on the third eye, that spot between the eyebrows just above the bridge of the nose. That's also known as the Tisratil, and it's one of the higher chakras, which is why we use that point. And so we're gently focusing there. We're looking at that, and we're also chanting the word hue, which each plane has its own word that's identified with that plane. And in the 10th plane, the word is hue. And the 10th plane is where one achieves spiritual mastery. So that's why hue is a very important word to use, because that is our ultimate goal, spiritual mastery. And hue has such a high vibration to it that it really just eliminates negativity in the area when you use it. So you can use it on the inner or the outer. So it's perfect for setting the stage for a very balanced and high vibrational state when we're contemplating. So we might want to chant you for a few moments. You can chant it longer, whatever feels comfortable to you. And then after that, we're still gazing gently at our Chitratil, at the third eye. Now, we're quiet, we're still, and we try to be in the quietest place that we can, use earplugs if we have to, if we're not living in a salubrious area, if there's exterior noise that's coming from the street or someplace else in the house, then we really should make sure that we're using earplugs. And then what we're doing is we do that for about 30 minutes, for 30 minutes. And there might be different experiences that one can have. So one might hear the sound current, the sound of Sarosha, which can be heard as a high-pitched electrical sound. However, you might also hear it as an identifiable sound from one of the planes. So for example, on the soul plane, the sound of spirit sounds like a single note of a flute. While in the 10th plane, the plane of spiritual mastery, the sound current sounds like more like a whirlpool, but you can also hear it as a high-pitched electrical sound, and that's just great if you do. And we put our attention on that because that means that we're really flowing with the spiritual current that's bringing us back to the Godhead. We can also see a light. We might see a light from the inner planes, and the different planes have different colors. In the lower worlds, the colors range from red to a soft lavender, but in from green to a soft lavender, and in the higher worlds they range from yellow to white. So if you can identify where you're traveling by noticing what colors in the ethers or the atmosphere when you're traveling. Now, additionally, let me just say this. As soon as you close your eyes, you are having a sahaji experience, an out-of-the-body experience, just by the fact that you're doing that. You might be aware of having a more vivid sahaji experience, which where you might be sitting in a satsang group with a spiritual master on one of the planes, or you might be traveling through different areas. There's many different types of experiences you can have. As long as you've started out with you in the beginning and kept your attention on the tensor chill, then you're going to be having a very high experience. And you'll always have protection when you're traveling in sahaji. It's much different than traveling in astral projection where there's actually danger because you're traveling only in the astral body and you can't travel really beyond the astral plane. You can't travel beyond the astral plane when you're doing astral projection, but of course you can travel anywhere in the universe in sahaji. Srikadaji, did you want to add anything to that?
Well, I was wondering if you'd take us through a Hichan.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't actually do that. I normally do that. And I'm totally eclipsed that. I apologize to you and everyone. Okay, so here we go, everyone. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath or two to relax. Put your attention on the tissue tail, the third eye, and then just chant Hu like this. And it's eight Hu. Hu. Hu.
Are you there?
Yes, and I think that short session, very, very brief session that we had, can gives you the understanding of what it feels like when you go into contemplation doing the Hu chant. So I think you can experience that high vibration. So it's highly recommended that you try it. And if you're on the path of Akita, it's strongly recommended that you do this every day. It is what facilitates your spiritual growth and brings you faster towards spiritual mastery. Sir Kadavji?
Yes, and thank you very much for that, because as she said, when you have that feeling, that's the feeling is palpable of the spirit we call Sarosha, Sarosha, which has the sound and light terms within it, Sra representing the higher Sanskrit word for sound, and Sha being the higher Sanskrit word for light. So we have sound and light within the one word called the Srosha. So when you put your attention upon it, you can feel that palpable high vibration of the Srosha. And then you travel on that Srosha back to the fifth plane. And that's why Akita is the teaching of spiritual liberation. It's the only one in the universe in the most direct path. And that is an important part of being a central high path to allow these ready souls to gain the ability to not have to come back and reincarnate once again. And we also have teach about the different initiation levels on each one of these planes that we're talking about. When we hear this high electrical pitch in the Srosha, then we travel to these lower worlds into the higher planes, and the sound current never ends. It continues on into the universe, and we realize that we have our own specific sound, which is the essence of us as soul. So each one of us has our own individual sound in that ocean of love and mercy we call the Akshar, which is the term in Akita for God, A-K-S-H-A-R. And that can be chanted as well. And we recommend the Hu, the universal mantra, that anyone can use to raise their vibrations and then move into and practice Sahaji. Now, the understanding of Sahaji is that everybody practices it and also has God realization experiences, but what happens is they don't recognize it. See, that becomes the issue of recognition and acknowledgement on the Akita. And that's the issue of what we need to do on the path is the recognition by the living Sirosha Master at the time to acknowledge and recognize the student that comes to the path and then guide them on the inner planes to the high planes of Sirosha. And that's the crux of the teaching of Akita. Is again that ready soul, and I can't say who's ready. Any individuals that hear the presentation that we give each week, they come freely to the path and accept membership. And again, I said before, we're not pitchmen here. We're not selling anything. We don't sell books. We don't sell seminars. There's no contributions or donations. So that undertow of money issue doesn't exist on the path of Akita. It's not a trick here of trying to get people's money. So we're not into that. Our motivation is pure to teach people the ready soul, as I said before, the one that has the ears to hear and the eyes to see that it is the high path and they're ready for it. And they hear what we have to say. We have the wisdom of the ages for that 1 out of 100. And the irony is, with all this wonderful information that we have, it's only for that 1% of the population. The other 99% do not understand what we're talking about. Even in all of its simplicity, the ready soul always wonders initially that this should be for everybody, but they don't realize how very important they are, Leslie, in terms of that 1 out of 100. It's a matter of self-esteem, too, because in the Iron Age, the vibrations are suppressed so much with the populace that people lack the self-esteem to know that they're highly evolved individuals. That's why the 99 out of 100 are just passing through to another incarnation. And the question is, do they ever arrive to become 1%? Well, sometime in history, whether it's in 1 year or 300 years or 1,000 years, they'll come back to the path at some point. That's the great irony of the path of Akita, because it is for all people within time. See, there's the kernel of wisdom this week, that it is for all people within a long period of time. Isn't that interesting?
It is very interesting. So eventually everyone will step on the path.
Correct. That's
not
correct.
Necessarily in the same lifetime. So it
That's
happens
right.
over a great span of time.
Correct.
It's because
at the same time, we present it. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Why don't you finish that statement, and then
our presentation is to 1 to 10% of the population, present, but it comes in increments. So there's 1 out of 100. That means in the Earth area, which there are 7.5 billion people, 75 million souls are ready. So we have to appeal to the first 1%, and once those people are found, when people would say, well, that's very ambitious. But again, what I'm saying is only 10% of any population can get the path of Akita. The rest, 90%, are passing through into another lifetime. And why is that? Well, that one has to take to the supreme deity of what we call the Akshar. They have to take that and cogitate on that concept, because the idea is that there is a lesson ground of this lower worlds that exists by the will of the divine. And that I just represent that will by carrying what is known as the rod of power, which is a central power unit. It would be something like in the monolith in 2001, the Highlander had a kind of a gross lightning bolt type thing. It was kind of jagged. But then it's really a pristine light beam that comes straight down. And every soul has what is known as a Lanu Prabhava. I have what is a Yasti Prabhava in higher Sanskrit, which means the Yasti Prabhava means rod of power. It's the power of spirit within the living Sirosha Master at the time. And again, that is the most direct representative of God. He is not God, but a first representative. That's that whole misunderstanding of Messiah and Savior complex, but it's never a God per se, because I'm just as much a God as anybody else is a spark of God. We're all part of the Akshar, but we're not the central Akshar. We're not the central God, but a part of it. So that's kind of a touchy subject for people. But as I said before, there's no Ides of March here in terms of Caesar declaring himself emperor or some kind of godhood. That never happens in terms of Akita, because we have the wisdom to keep the perspective on that. You see what I mean? That's the whole idea of Akita, is we have this wisdom perspective to keep things in balance. Because the term itself, the essence of Akita, the word means equilibrium or balance. So by virtue of that information, it makes that the fact of the information being in balance. Your criteria is already a balance. And therefore, when we give this wisdom, we can explain that my position is temporary, albeit the tenure has a tremendous dynamic to it. For instance, I've been in this position for 26 years and may continue for a while. At the same time, it's not an issue, because we mentioned that it's temporary. This is not a dictatorship or some sort of Messiah or Savior complex. Because if we looked at that hero idea as being one individual Messiah, where's the lineage in that? You see, that's scary, because it's a dictatorship. We don't do that. We have a lineage. It makes people feel comfortable. That's just me not dictating information to everybody and then some kind of king or somebody on a mountain in charge of everything. It's ridiculous. See, so therefore, and see, we're not devoid of comedy on this path too, right, Leslie? We have a lot of fun, exactly.
Yes, we don't mind telling a few jokes and seeing the humor and things. I mean, that's part of being on the path. Not only does being on the path open up you in many different areas as well as humor, but it brings forth creativity that you didn't realize you had, or creativity that you're aware of becomes more enhanced. So it's a really tremendous experience from that aspect as well. I did want to mention, if you don't mind me interrupting, Srikataji, that for anyone that's going to be in the Philadelphia area, Srikataji is going to be giving a talk this Tuesday night at the Philadelphia Central Library at 6:30 in the evening, and that's located at 1900 Vine Street in Philadelphia, and it does begin at 6:30. It goes from 6:30 until 8 o'clock. So there is no charge for it, just as there's no charge for anything, any talks we give, the discourses if you study, any membership, anything. Even the books you can download from the website, akita.com. All of that information is free. And you can go to the website and listen to audios of Srikataji as well, as well as download the introductory book, and I believe there might be one other book on there. But and if you're interested in membership, if you've been listening for a while, you can go to the website and get the information to download the application. As I said, there is no charge for that. We don't want money to be in the way of someone's interest in their spiritual growth. So I do want to invite you to this talk. We will be giving talks there in October and November. I will be giving those dates on the next show. I believe the one in October is October 20th, and the one in November is November 17th. But definitely, we will be there September 8th, this coming Tuesday at 6:30. So, you know, feel free to come and meet Srikataji personally and hear some more wisdom that's coming from the Master as we speak. And it's a very interesting time, because we'll be able to do a huge chant during the meeting, and you will feel live the high vibrations of that experience. So if you're in the area, please come 6:30 this Tuesday night at Philadelphia Central Library. And we've got about 40 seconds left. I do appreciate everyone being here with us this evening, and we look forward to seeing you again next week. We're here every Saturday at 6:30. Find us, listen to our archives, go to our website. Sri Kadaschi, I did want to give you an opportunity to close for the evening. We've got about 15 seconds left. I thank you for being here, and with actually about 10 seconds, it's yours.
I am always with you. May the blessings be Baraka Vishad.